in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
There are things that changes the seasons of our life, and prayer is one of them, a major one, self. Prayer and fasting, they change the seasons of our life. We say fasting is a prayer intensifier, right? Yes. There are certain practices, certain things. God is in charge of the times and seasons of our lives. Look up. Your life and my life are, they are different stages and phases. There are different times and seasons. Am I communicating? That God has allocated for the fulfillment of our divine calling, purpose and destiny in life. It takes us from one season to another season to another season to another. You know, the thing is fragmented into times and seasons. Am I communicating? Various phases. There are certain things heaven has ordained to happen in certain seasons. There are certain results that are waiting for you in a particular season. So as long as you keep walking with God, as long as the seasons, phases and stages of your life keep changing, you will step into those seasons and then you will enjoy those results. That's why you don't need to envy anybody. You hear what I said? You don't need to what? Envy anybody. You may be in a particular phase of your life and even money for garri without sugar, you are looking for it. But meanwhile, God have already mapped out, you know, God has blueprint. He has a blueprint for your life. Okay? You find out from Him. God has already planned that at certain seasons, you'll become a multi-billionaire. So now, in this your season, that you are looking for money for what? Not you. I'm just using an example. You are looking for what? Money for garri without sugar. You are not getting. You are even getting angry. It's a vexation of spirit. Then you now see some people driving some cars and you are envying them. Meanwhile, in the prophetic clock of your own destiny, there is a particular phase, season that heaven has ordained that car will not be a prayer point. There are certain seasons. Car will not be. It was Pastor David Ibi Omi. He was saying something that made me laugh. He said one day he just woke up. He saw his garage full of cars. No space to even park some cars. And then somebody just brought another car. He just called his driver. No, it's gate man, not even driver. He called his gate man. Say, which car are you having? Say, no. Say, pick this one. And he said, that car, hundreds of millions. Oh. He said, the man's 10 years, 20 years salary will not buy that car. He just drive it. Go, 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 go. Just to create space. Konemoye was speaking, okay. He came for Days of Glory conference. He was speaking, he said, his car, his compound is full of cars. No space to park cars. He said a man brought a car to sow a seed, was begging him, was lying down. He said, ah, you can see, where will I even pack it? He said, just go with it. The man was begging, please accept it. If you don't accept it, how will I be blessed? He said, the man laid on the ground. Say, please. Are you getting it? Life is in stages. There are different seasons. But there was a phase in his life, he was saying it to, that he didn't even have a car. He had to collect loan to buy a car. There was a phase that he had to collect loan. He was paying the loan for over how many months? But meanwhile, he was preparing. Somebody say preparation. He was investing. But now, everything has changed. Reverend Omar Okpara was saying, he went to Konemuru's house in Abuja. He said it's like a governor's house. Say a governor can comfortably be lodged in the house. He said he looked at Konemuru. He said, car. He said, I don't understand. What thing you do? What thing happen? He said, tell me something. What's the secret? Am I coming? So be paying the price, oh. Ah! Even if your trouser is jump up, don't stop praying. You are making what? Deposit, investment. The story will not remain like that. Ah, yeah. I said the story will not end like that. You are making investment into the future 10, 20, 30 years. It's just a matter of time. When the things start to speak, you will then look back and thank God for these days. You know, we say festival of fire. Some people think we are punishing them. One day, very soon, you will come back and thank me with Thanksgiving offering for all this discipline that we are giving you to pray. You will come back and thank me. I'm telling you the truth. Because that is where you will see the result of the prayer you have been praying over the years. That you say we are forcing you to pray. It's a good type of force. Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. And you can't train children without discipline. Come many that times your flesh will not want to come. You know, you give your other option. Must you attend? Is there no glory service tomorrow? Just skip this one. No, sir. You are wrong. God has a purpose for every meeting. His purpose for today's festival of fire is different from tomorrow's one. So if you miss this one, you miss what God has ordained. The package, the portion he has for you. So you have to attend everyone. Am I communicating? There was a time, there was a season in my life that I will pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. I wanted to walk in the anointing. I will see men of God moving in power. The anointing, miracles. I will pray and pray and pray. Nothing, you know. Not even small oil like this, I will not feel. Not even small Ororo granite oil. You understand? Nothing, you know. So, there was a time I will pray. Satan will just come and say, are you not wasting your time? Because I was not seeing any visible result then. But the thing was entering. Was back, somebody say prayer banking. I was making investment. Oh, the Bible says if the cloud be full. I think Ecclesiastes 11 verse 3. He said if the cloud be full, they empty themselves upon the earth. If you are praying and praying and you say you are not seeing any result, no problem. Continue. It means that your cloud is not yet full. Keep filling the clouds. He said, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in well-doing or prayer. Be consistent. Keep filling your cloud. Where if the cloud, the only condition is what? If the cloud be full. Before then, what do you do? Keep filling the clouds. Keep investing. If the clouds be full, they empty themselves upon the earth. Shabara katosa. You see, when you continue like that with consistency, it will soon get to a point of saturation. The way you will break forth into the anointing, even you won't even know until you start seeing results, you start seeing manifestations. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I even notice that unconsciously self, I walk in the anointing these days. You know, I can release the anointing consciously. Yes. Yes. There's a way I will pray for you that is just casual, general prayer. I don't need to feel anything. I use authority. Then there is a way I will consciously release the anointing if I want it to be manifested. But these days, it's as if the thing even they manifest unconsciously without even me consciously releasing the anointing. I was talking with somebody on phone. Which day was it, sir? Is it day before yesterday or so? I was talking with someone is in the village, traveled there. He went to help his mother. You know, it's rainy season, but to farm. He was just telling me a lot of demonic attack, a lot of oppression, even in his dream that he's going through. So many things like that. Even the business that he's doing, he will buy clothes to sell. He will enter motor from where he bought the car, the clothes to where he stays, and then the thing will get missing. Some unnecessary losses. They are telltale signs of demonic activities. You know, there are some people like that. Even money they kept here, the thing will just miss. Everything will just spoil. Losses. It's not normal. Even people things where them borrow, you go still lost for their hand. Now they will now have to pay. So he was just telling me on phone. He had sent me a text earlier. I didn't have time to reply, so I decided to call him. He was just narrating all the problem on phone. I was then thinking, okay, what should I do for him? Okay, I said, okay, get this book. I was telling him what to do. Buy this book, read it, recommended a book, and then I said, try and get Android phone, because his phone cannot do Telegram. I say you should try and get a good phone so that he can be listening to our messages, because deliverance can come by the anointing and also by revelation knowledge. I was just talking. I was even a bit tired on phone. As I was talking, he just started shouting. I just started hearing him screaming on phone. The next thing, he was just coughing explosively, coughing. The next thing, he went offline. Later, he called me back. I said, what happened? He said, as I was talking, the power of God came on him. That he vomited the food his stepmother gave him in the village. I said, which food now? He said the stepmother gave him one food like that. That he wanted, before he ate the food, the Holy Ghost was telling him not to eat too, because that food is poisoned. See, it was later he realized it was poison. But you know, some people know they hear. He still went ahead and ate it, so that his stomach started turning him. And he started having all those attacks he was telling me on phone. He said, as I was talking, the power of God came on him. He vomited everything. He said, as I'm talking to you on phone, look at it. It's just like all this kind of phone that he cannot snap. He will have snapped it and sent to me. It was on Sunday. I was just casually praying for first timers. Honestly, I was not consciously releasing the anointing. The power of God just hit one of them. And demonic manifestation, casted out the demon. It was later the lady was telling me that she has been having harassment by spirit husband in her dream. Spirit husband will come and harass her and have sex with her. For years it has continued like that. That was what she was delivered from. And honestly, I was not consciously releasing the anointing. See, atmospheres have what? Prophetic implication. They have prophetic implication. Glory to God. Let me tell anybody, don't stop praying. Don't stop pressing. You know what Paul said? I press. It requires effort. I press towards what? The prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If you must fulfill your high calling, you must pay a pressing price. You pay what? There is a pressing price. Let me tell your neighbor, there is a pressing price to pay to fulfill your divine calling, purpose, and destiny. Glory to God. I told you there are certain things that changes the seasons of our life. Okay? The first one I mentioned is what? Prayers. Okay? Prayers and fasting. Okay, spending protracted time in intense prayer, supplication, prevailing, traveling prayer. Another thing that changes the season of our life is light. The light of revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Okay, give me Daniel 2:21. Okay, before Daniel 2:21, Acts 1:7. The possibilities we enjoy per time, the opportunities and the result we see per time, the happenings per time depends on the particular season that we are in. Am I communicating? There are certain things that may not be possible in a particular season, but by the time you change to another season, those things become possible. Am I communicating? There are certain results that are locked in particular seasons. Our lives and destinies are in seasons. Do you know there are some seasons of your life that God have ordained that somebody should give you 5 estates in one day? 5. So that houses will not be prayer point in those seasons. Praise God. Meanwhile, you may be in a season right now that even money to pay house rent is a challenge. Or as long as you don't stop pressing, you will get to those seasons. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. God just said, I should tell somebody, there is a season in your life that there are private jets waiting for you there. Amen. The person knows, the person I'm talking to knows himself or herself. You see, private jets, he has ordained that you will have private jets in those seasons. So calm down and keep pressing. Am I communicating? You will have houses you did not buy. Yes. Acts 1:7. Jesus said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Give me NIV. That power there is exousia. It's authority. He's talking of authority. Okay? NIV. Let's see it in NIV. So, Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has said by his own authority. So, you see it? Is it clear? Give me an amplified. So, the first thing you should understand is that God is in charge of the prophetic clock over your destiny. God is in charge. It's not in the hands of men, it's in the hands of God. God is in charge of the times and seasons of your life. He's in charge of the stages and phases of your life and destiny. He's the one that changes the times and seasons. Am I communicating? Are you listening? But listen. You also have a role to play. Don't say, oh, God, everything depends on God. God, because God is in charge of the prophetic clock, is in charge of the times and seasons, does not mean you don't have a role to play. In fact, that's why I'm teaching you this. You must partner with him. If you don't play your part, he will not switch to the next. Am I communicating? The seasons of your life don't change automatically without your input. The seasons of your life require your partnership for them to change. So you have a serious role to play for God to change the times and the seasons in your favor. There must be human partnership. Though God is in charge of it, he has authority over the times and season, but his decision to change the times and season depends on human partnership with him. Are you getting me? That's why I'm showing you how to partner with God so that he will change the seasons of your life. He said, today is not for you to become acquainted with and know what brings the good things and the event of time, their definite period or fixed years or seasons, their critical niche in time, which the Father has appointed or fixed and reserved by his own choice and authority and personal power. Now give me Daniel 2:21. Daniel what? 2:21. Daniel, after God revealed the secret of the king's dream to him in a night vision, Daniel went ahead and said in praise to God. He said, he changed what? Help me. 1, 2, 3, go. And he changed the times and seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Next verse, 22. He revealed what? The deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Now go back to 21. Look at an important statement Daniel made by the Spirit. He said, God changeth the what? The times and seasons. Who changes the time and season of your life? Who changes it? Who changes it? God. But however, listen, you must partner with him for him to change it, or else you may overstay in one particular season when you should have moved to the next season. Do you know you can delay that decision for God to change it if you fail to apply certain laws? If you fail to partner with God, for instance, if you don't pray, you are very prayerless. Do you know there are certain seasons of your life that you are delaying through your prayerlessness? It is the will of God for you to move to the next season, but God cannot break his laws. He loves you, but he has principles. He is not sentimental. He is lawful. I say God is not sentimental. He is lawful. Am I communicating? That's in terms of taking action. He will feel your pain, but it doesn't mean he will do anything about it until you learn to partner with him. So I said, what is the number one way you change the seasons of your life? Prayer with fasting. Add that one. Number two way, light. The light of what? Revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In fact, you need to pray to access light. So they are even connected. Abi? Didn't Paul pray for the church at Ephesus? Ephesians 1:17. That God will grant you what? The spirit of what? Wisdom and revelation. Insight into mysteries and secrets. So when you now access that light through prayer, that light will now, when you apply it, it changes the season of your life. Am I communicating? The light of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. One of the prayers you must never stop praying is, Father, show me what I need to do to move to the next level. Show me, reveal to me the knowledge I need, the wisdom I need, the understanding I need for a change of my situation, change of my story, change of the season of my life. You should never stop that praying that prayer. Is it cast the net on the right side? There is usually the right side. There is the right knowledge you need. There is the right understanding you need. It's not just throwing net anywhere. Mm-mm. Am I communicating? The place I need to go. The person I need to meet. You need knowledge of those things. The wisdom I need for a change of my season. The seasons of our life change at the instance of light. The light of revelation, knowledge of the truth. He said, you shall know the truth shall make you free. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Do you know, there are things you walk out of once light comes. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. That light that came will change the season of your life. Am I communicating? Very important. You know, God created two great light, right? The sun and the moon. The sun to rule by day. The moon to rule by night. And to demarcate years, days, months, seasons. So light demarcates seasons. Am I communicating? It's also for signs, supernatural signs. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, go for light. I'm showing you how to change the seasons of your life. I will list them, then I will major on prayer, since this is a prayer meeting, basically. Praise God. The third way the season of our life changes is through faith. The God kind of faith. When you partner with God in faith, you can change the season of your life. Hebrews 11 verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is a what? Rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. In Mark 9:23, it says, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are impossible to him that does not believe it. So the possibilities of your life are the instance of your faith. Your level of faith determines the season you operate in per time. Kai, faith is so powerful. Oh, hope you know God honors faith. God will always honor faith. Faith can change the season of our life. Do you know the Bible says, by faith, Enoch walked with God and he was not. Hebrews 11 verse 5 later told us what happened. That he walked with God by faith, he pleased God by faith, and he was caught up. He experienced private rapture before the general rapture of the church. Is that meant for a season? See, a man higher, a man entered into seasons in the future that was not even meant for his dispensation and era. He was higher, Gabatozegida. Do you understand what I'm explaining? The guy cheated death, checkmate the law of sin and death that was legally operating after the fall of man. What was meant for the New Testament dispensation, he entered into it by his faith. And God did not stop him. That's why I say God always honors faith. He experienced private rapture. Meanwhile, believers on earth are still waiting for rapture. One man in the Old Testament experienced private rapture by his faith. Faith changes the seasons of our life. You know, most time people say they are waiting for God, but the truth is that God is waiting on your faith, your action of faith. So don't be lazy to build and release your faith. Am I communicating? through, how do you release your faith? By your words and your action. Where does faith come from? From God's word. You generate it in your heart, you build it in your heart, then when it's fully mature, you release it with your words and your actions. Give me Romans 4:17. Look at how faith changed the seasons of Abraham's life. He has been battling barrenness, him and his wife. But the day his faith came alive, the season of his life changed. And his wife conceived and gave birth to what? Isaac. He put an end to the season of barrenness. The season of barrenness by faith changed into what? Season of fruitfulness. Became a father, and then later father of many nations. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickened the dead, God gives life to the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Next verse 18. He says, who against hope? I need speed, please. Media, give me speed. Who against hoped? That's against, the first hope there is natural hope of childbearing. Who against the natural hope of childbearing? Believe in another kind of hope. Believe. The second hope is the supernatural hope that came from the word of God. Who against natural hope of childbearing? Believe in supernatural hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. That's the rhema that came to him from God. So shall thy seed be. Verse 19. He says, and be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Weak faith always considers the problems. The more you consider your problem, the weaker your faith will become. You know the principle of magnifying glasses? Focus. The more you focus on something, the bigger it looks, right? If you keep focusing on the mountain, it will be looking bigger and bigger. So, and it will be weakening your faith until you no more have any faith to act. So what should you rather be considering? Solution. Stop considering your problem and troubles. Fix your gaze on the solution, the word of God. Am I communicating? What have God said about your situation? What has God said about your condition? What has God said about your life? What have God said in his word about your business, your health, your finances, your ministry? That is the solution that you should focus on. Am I communicating? The more you focus on the word solution, the more your faith grows stronger. The more you focus on the problems and challenges, the weaker your faith becomes. The Bible says Abraham was not weak in faith. Why? Because he refused to consider the fact against him. Yes, he had andropause. Yes, Mary had menopause. But he refused to consider those facts. Faith does not consider facts. It focuses on the truth of God's word. Because truth is superior to fact. And truth can change facts. Praise God. Considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. I just remember something. Celebrate my wife. She's a woman of faith, Pastor Simi. I don't remember something. Recently, our transformer had small issue in where we stay in Rayfield. And so they finally fixed the light. And then suddenly, one day, current just pew, went high and poof, spoiled some of our bulbs. Even spoiled our charger itself. Spoiled it. High current, voltage like that. And then, unfortunately, the TV was left on. Before you know, I just heard one sound. Poof, smoke was even coming out from the TV. I say, Mogbe, all my faith just flattened out. In my mind, I've given up. I say, this TV don't spoil. Because it has happened before when I was in Lamingo. I remember, Pastor Nenku, you remember that experience? In fact, this one is worse than that one. That one did not come out smoke. Oh. This one brought out smoke. Smoke on every side. Like that. But my wife keep insisting that it has not spoiled. That she has faith that the thing will still work. Me, I didn't have faith. Oh. All my faith was gone. The thing almost caused problems. She just got angry and went and sleep. Me, I was giving her the fact. She was talking faith. So that my fact will not kill her faith, she just went and slept. Funny enough, when they later brought they went and repaired the light, and I just said, let me check. Honey, what? The thing came up. I called my wife. I said, this is a miracle. Say, your faith is working, Joe. Praise God. It was her faith, too, not my. That's why it's good to be married to a woman of faith. In case your own faith do shaky shaky daddy. You need another person's faith to jack you up. Am I communicating? Don't say because I'm a man of God, though. Praise God. You want to marry. Na curves and shape you they look. You better shine your eye. Marry woman of faith. Marry man of faith. Stop looking at his cars and bank account. Does he have faith? Is he a man of faith? Because when the real challenges of life come, never see problem. Wahala. At that point, car will not mean anything to you. Better marry a person of faith that can use the word of God and faith in God's word to solve life's problem. The one that can pray. Not the one that problem hits. Say, Baba Junior, what you go do now? What you go do? Say, what you go do? Mo call Pastor Nenku may pray for us. You didn't marry a man that can pray. Look at you. And the man is supposed to be the priest in the home. He is now looking for prayer contractors. Looking for one bedded prophet to pray for him. That is how the people collect familiar spirit and demons. Are you getting me? Ladies, when you hear me, marry a spiritual man, a man of prayer, a man of faith. Because when the problems of life arise, at that time you will understand what I talk. When challenges come. Because ladies, these days, now only money that they look. See their eye, they shine. Their eye, they chook. Now only money that they are hunting for. Say, in your side. Am I communicating? Glory to God. Faith is superior to money. Hope you know that. Yes. Faith can buy money. Money cannot buy faith. So it's superior. It's a higher law. So not being weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about. I remember the testimony of Pastor Korede Komaya. Pastor Kiki will call him. I love that man of God. He said he was dying of chronic liver disease. In fact, it is end-stage chronic liver disease. No hope. His kidney has failed. His liver has failed. Liver failure. The thing don't pack. And you know, the liver is a very strong organ. If 80% of a person's liver, 75-80% is damaged. The remaining 20-25% can walk as if nothing happened. That is how strong the liver is. If you see somebody start coming down with liver failure, it means that more than 20% of the liver has been destroyed or affected. That, you know, the liver is strong. For you to get to liver failure, that means less than 20% are working well. See, he was dying. Is in the hospital, losing weight like HIV patient. He said at that point all his faith was gone. Man of God, he said he did not have any faith at that point. It was his wife's faith. He said He told his wife, because he had given up, all he was seeing was death. He told his wife that, Esther, I know you love me, but please, when I die, feel free to marry another man. The one man said, for where? He said, I did not marry you to die. The wife said, I did not marry you to die. He said, no way, you are not going anywhere. Ah! Woman of faith. I'm telling you, long story cut short, he got healed though. He was healed totally. His liver came normal. Today you see him bouncing as if nothing ever happened. Am I communicating? Advice for singles waiting to marry. Not just look money, not just look FBI, say fine boy incorporated, tall, dark and handsome. You are joking. When problem of life hit you, you go forget fine boy. You go forget fine boy. Go forget all those coughs where they move your head, they shake, shake like you shake. When challenges come, you go forget that one. Marry a spiritual person. Marry a man and a woman of faith and prayer. Are you getting me? I'm not saying that that's the only thing you should look for, but it's an important thing you must look for. It's not under minor criteria, it's under major criteria. Am I communicating? Don't just look at car and money. Because even the car can kill you and that man, if the man is not spiritual. Village people can... Some people have died inside their limousine accident. There was one guy like that in one of these African countries. What's that his name, sir? Yeah? Who we know down? Pastor Aaron. What's his name? One guy like that, the car was burnt. Yeah? Zimbabwe. What's that his name? Is he, you remember him? Is he a millionaire or a billionaire? A billionaire. So demons don't have respect, whether you are a billionaire or a millionaire. If they don't see fire, power, they will fire you. You are a professor with 52 degrees, no fire. There are professors that are heavily oppressed by demons. Because demons don't have respect for professorial title. I'm not saying it's bad to be a professor. I'm only teaching you spiritual what? Intelligence. You go marry man, arm robber come in the night. Hey, open this door. Man say, Mama Junior, go open that door. Hey, go hide under bed. What a man. Praise God. What even brought me here, sir? Let's finish our reading. He says, neither hear the deadness of Sarah's womb. 20. He says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Unbelief makes you to stagger. Refuse to stagger. It is by faith we actualize the promises of God that changes the seasons of our life. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Can you shout amen? One of the characteristics of strong faith is that it gives God glory, okay? It praises God. It gives God thanksgiving and praise. 21. He says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to what? Perform. So you can see how Abraham changed the seasons of his life by partnering with God in faith. See, some delays is not even because of the devil. They are demonic delays. But there are some delays that is because of what? Your failure to partner with God in faith. So you remain at one season for longer than necessary. Another way to change the seasons of our life is through the power of prophecy. Prophetic words, prophetic impartation. Contact with the anointed. Kai, look up. If you are wise, never take prophetic words Never take them for granted. Never treat them casually. Every of my birthdays, I do everything for my pastor, my man of God, to speak over my life. Because those prophets, you see, the seasons of your life does not change because we entered 1st January every year. No, that's not how it changes. That's why I'm showing you how to change the seasons of your life. Somebody can keep entering a new year and is still in one season for the past 20 years, is still in the same season. Unless you do apply all these keys I'm sharing with you. The fact that you are celebrating a birthday does not mean automatically seasons of your life will change. You are wrong. It's only date that will change. You will remain in one season. Prophetic words, the power of prophecy, they can change the seasons of your life like night and day. Am I communicating? So I go before my man of God, carry my seed of honor, or you can call it prophet offering, whatever, for him to speak over my life. Because see, prophetic words are like missiles. Guided missiles. They always hit the target. They hit the bullseye. They change the seasons of your life. Am I communicating? Saul, the son of Kish, was looking for his father's missing donkey. As everywhere they went to all the kingdoms, they didn't find it. They wanted to give up, say, let's just go home. Until the servant suggested, he said, there is a seer in this place, there is a man of God, there is a prophet, an honorable man. Anything he says comes to pass. Let's go and see him. Maybe he will show us our way. Then Saul asks, what do we have that we may give the man of God? That's seed of honor. So he said, okay, we have some shekels here. They went. They met Prophet Samuel. Prophet Samuel saw him. And listen, one day before he came, God had already told Prophet Samuel that by this time tomorrow, I'm sending a young man to you. He told him his name. He said, anoint him to be the next king. Not the next king, the first king of Israel. Because Israel had complained to Samuel that they needed a king. And God promised them one. Samuel was looking for his father's missing donkey. Meanwhile, God was looking for his head to pour oil and anoint him to be the first king. And what was the meeting point? Prophet Samuel. Never treat contact with the anointed casually. There's a difference between when a man of God say God bless you and when a market woman in terminus or on the road say God bless you. The two are not the same. Did you hear what I said? Don't treat prophet. Open your heart to mix it. Receive those words. Receive them in your heart. Mix it with faith. Rejoice over them. Celebrate, because that is how the seasons of your life change. Run with those words, oh, prophesy with the prophets. In these days of glory conference, Konemoyo, in the course of the meeting, he prayed and released an impartation on me. That night, I had a dream. He held me like this in the dream, and somebody else. He took us, we climbed one building, one new strange, I've never seen that building, climbed to the highest floor, and he started praying and prophesying on our head. Never treat, I was sharing that dream with him on Sunday. He then smiled and laughed. He said, you have changed levels. Congratulations. You understand? Never treat contact with the anointed casually. Just like in the other side, when people encounter a real native doctor, their life changes the other way. Their life changes the other way. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Receive the anointed with the right attitude of honor. With the right attitude of faith. Don't just see. You must have faith both in God And in his prophet, the human vessel God is using, the anointed vessel, God, you must also have faith in the anointed vessel, oh, because God's method are men. So believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall ye prosper. That's how this thing work. Prophetic words. Prophet Samuel looked at Saul. He said, your father's missing asses are found. Kai. Just one contact. He said they are found. How they were found, we were not told. Kabaya. Leketo Sevilla Pataya. And then he said the next thing. He said, that's not even the main matter. This one is a small matter. He then took him one corner and started telling him the real issue. Say, you are the one God have chosen to be the next king. And then in 1 Samuel 10, he took the flax of oil and poured it on his head. He said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be what? King. Can you see? Captain over his inheritance. Can you see how the season of Saul's life, someone looking for missing donkey, he meandered his way and encountered the prophet, and prophetic words were spoken over him. See, listen, prophetic words don't die. Oh, they will be hovering around your head. They will be programming your life for goodness, for favor, for open door. We are not all the same. Oh, your destiny is as strong as the prophetic words that have been spoken over you. They can program you for open doors, for supernatural opportunities. They can program your life for prosperity, for greatness, for success. Prophetic words will program your life for unusual favor. Supernatural favor. Praise God. He says, is it not because the Lord has, and look at the next verse, verse 2. He says, when thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin and Zelzah. And they will say to thee, the asses, you will hear good news. Yeah. We that wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father has left the care of the asses, and he is sorrowing for you. So your father is now worried for you because he has found the missing asses. What shall I do for my son? Next verse. Verse 3. Thou shalt go on forward. Progress. Prophetic word can program your life for progress. Supernatural progress. Then thou shalt go on forward from thence. Thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor. There they shall meet thee three men. See, prophetic words can program destiny helpers into your life. It can line up destiny helpers on your path. It can bring destiny helpers from the four corners of the earth and program your path to cross with them. It's not by coincidence. Prophetic words can program people to give you money by divine command. It can command people to favor you. Say, you shall meet them, three men going up to God in Bethel. One carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying bottle of wine. Verse 4. Say, and they will salute thee, respect and honor, dignity. They will give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive. See, powerful favor. Kitu barakataya. Mandebo salabatia. The power of prophecy, prophetic impartations. Poteke balakatia. Am I communicating? Prophetic words can change the seasons of our life. One encounter with a genuine man of God sent to you can change the season of your life. Can you remember the widow at Zarephath? How did the season of her life change? How did it change? God sent Prophet Elijah away, and thank God she recognized it and received him with an attitude of honor. She would have died and perished in famine. But because God sent a man of God away and she received him well, the season of her life changed. He said, thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste, nor the cruse of oil run dry until the Lord send rain. And when the God send rain, after 3.5 years, the woman became an oil mogul. Bakery business. Only she had food. People were coming to her house to eat. Am I communicating? One encounter with the prophet can change your business forever. Can change your finances forever. I'm telling you the truth. You heard the testimony of that my classmate, Dr. Victor Ayebeda, came. Look at that job he got. How many $1,000? How much is that in Nigerian money? 7,000, $6,000, $7,000. How much is that? Praise God. I say praise God. I say praise God. Never trivialize prophetic words. Never. Never. Kai! Can you remember Jacob and Esau? When the father was about to die, that Jacob played smart on him, even though it was legal, because the guy had already eaten his potty. Is it potty? When they were teenagers, he had traded his birthright. So now it's time for the father to release the blessing, and Esau wanted to collect it. Thank God the mother was here, Rebecca. Rebecca heard it, and Rebecca has special love for Jacob. He called him. Say, go and carry this buzuru. Go and slaughter it. She helped him to prepare it because she knows what the father like. Who knows the kind of food the husband like more than the wife? So she helped him to, because the father told Esau, go and prepare me savory meal such as I love. Read it. Not just anyhow. Not the way you like it. The way I like it. So who knows better than the wife? So Rebecca, Jacob was trying to cook it in the kitchen. He said, come on for kitchen. Let me help you. She prepared it the way the way Isaac like it, right? Their father. He now gave him to go and give the father. He said, He said, I feel. He said, if the father realized I'm not Esau, I'm trying to feign Esau, trying to impersonate Esau. He said, I may end up receiving a curse instead of a blessing. Rebecca said, what do you mean? He said, don't worry, go. She carried the goat hair from the goat that they slaughtered. He put it on him, plaster on his skin. See, the father is blind now, so if he touch you, he go feel, because Esau is very airy. He has so much air on his body. So that's why she put the goat skin on him. Unlike Jacob. Jacob was not hairy. Then he said, let the curse be on my head. Kai. He said, go. He took the potty. Pepper soup. He said, are you my son? So how come you got it so fast? He said, God help me, God brought it to me. He said, are you Esau? He said, yes. Are you my son Esau? He said, yes. Sir, the voice sound like Jacob. He said, come close. He touched him. The mother had given him expo. The mother knew the father would touch him. He touched him. He said, he's hairy like Esau. You know, he's blind. He said, okay. He said, it sounds like Jacob's voice, but the body, the hair is Esau. Okay, maybe. He ate the food. Chai, the thing is packing head. His soul was glad. You see, let me tell you one secret. Learn to make the heart of the anointed. Learn to gladden their heart. Because listen, the soul is the soul is like the doorway to your spirit. So it matters the state of their soul. When you talk about releasing impartation, ba, am I communicating? In terms of releasing impartation, you make it easier and better when you gladden their heart, gladden their soul. Okay, why did the father say, go and make me savory meal, go and get me pepper soup, make savory meal that I may eat and bless thee? Why didn't he just say Esau, come and kneel down? Because the father knows the connection between the state of the soul and the release of impartation. Once you gladden the heart of the anointed, once you make them happy and gladden their heart, it's easier for them to release impartation on you. But if you are always doing things to annoy them, you make your life difficult. Am I communicating? You make your life complicated. So the father ate and was glad. Say, chai, the guy got this thing. Oh, see the way he's sweet. Say, come and kneel down. Say, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, the Lord give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, of plenty of corn and wine. Let nations serve you. Let kings bow to you. Be Lord over your brethren. What? Look at how he changed the seasons of the life of who? Jacob. Prophetic words. Then later, Esau came late with his own. So, father, I don't get to do my own portillo. Say, what? The father started trembling. The Bible says he trembled exceedingly because he knew the implication of the blessing. He knew the power of the blessing. The blessing of Abraham has been passed to Jacob. Hi! He said, who was that came before me? Before you? Esau became angry. He said, is it not Esau? Sorry, Jacob, supplanter. He has deceived me now. He collected my birthright. Imagine. No being Salam. He said he collected my birthright before. Now he has collected my blessing. He was the one that traded it off. Oh, my father, don't you have another blessing? Bless me. The Bible says he wept. He cried. That was how Jacob became the firstborn. See, in a family, you may be last born, but you are first born. I speak in parable. It's the weight of what is on you. What? It can change your position in the family. Hey, am I communicating? Yes, prophetic words. Hold them as if your life depends on it, because your life depends on those words. Is that serious? Is that what? Serious. Is that serious? There is a doctor abroad that he doesn't celebrate his birthday, every of his birthday, until I have spoken prophetic words over him. I'm telling you, he doesn't joke. He will keep disturbing me, sending me message, begging me when I'm free. He doesn't celebrate his birthday until he said, I'm the prophet over his life. If I have not spoken, he knows that nothing will change. And he's very correct. Prophetic words changes the seasons of your life. Am I communicating? Take them seriously. Take them seriously. Kalebosa. Somebody is stepping. You see, I'm sharing this with you because we have entered a new season. Am I communicating? I think I should move on. Shall I move on? The next key that changes the seasons of our life is giving and sacrifice of your substance. Very powerful. Giving and sacrifice. Sowing of seeds. Sacrificial giving. Sowing. Sacrifice and giving. Look up. Look up. You can suffer so many delays if you don't understand this secret. There are some seasons that will never change except by your sacrifice and your seeds. Am I communicating? There are some seasons you will not enter to until you sow and sow sacrificially. There are some seasons you will never leave and exit and step into the next one except by your seed and your sacrifice. Is it Psalm 50 verse 5? Is it, gather unto me my saints, those that have made a covenant with me by what? Sacrifice. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by what? Sacrifice. Was it not in Genesis 22? Give me Genesis 22:17. After Abraham agreed to sacrifice Isaac, in fact, in his mind, he has already killed Isaac, because the Bible later told us in Hebrew that he received him back in a figure. In his mind, he had killed Isaac. God said, what? He said, because you have done this, because you choose to sacrifice your only son. He said, I swear, in blessing, I will bless you. Huh? In blessing, I will what? Bless you. And in what? Multiplying, I will multiply you. Look at it there. The season of Abraham's life changed at the instance of his sacrifice. You know, as I'm talking right now, the Holy Spirit is even telling me about somebody that in your family there is this pattern of people dying prematurely, people dead, premature death. The Lord is saying that if you want to break that pattern, apply this key I'm talking about. Give God a sacrifice. See, a sacrifice is different from a casual seed, though. It's different from a casual seed. It's different from your regular offering and your regular. A sacrifice is defined by the cost. How precious it is to you. That's why I say, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Why is tears in their eyes? Because they think they pain. Huh? The widow that gave offering, that Jesus was supervising the offering, he was seeing how much they gave. Jesus said, this widow has given more than everybody else. She had only two mites. Why? Because that was all she had and that was all she gave. That is a sacrifice. It's not regular offering. Others gave out of their abundance. They gave a fraction. But she gave 100%. That is a what? A sacrifice. See, you can destroy every plague plaguing your life and destiny by the power of sacrifice. There are some issues that prayer alone will handle. There are some issues that only prayer combined with fasting will handle. Then there are some situations that prayer and fasting alone is not enough. You have to add a sacrifice to it. So you combine the tripartite force of prayer, fasting, sacrificial giving to completely eradicate that issue forever. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
is how the seasons of our life change. When the Lord turned around, give me verse 1. Look at this. Look at how sacrifice changed the season of this person's life. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, it's even Zion. We were like them that dream. Next verse. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with singing, said they among the hating, the Lord has done great things for them. Verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Verse 4. Turn again. God turned it before. They did not know how God did it. He's now praying, God, turn again. O Lord. Turn our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Next verse. They that sow in tears. You see, this is how God will turn it to. This is how God will change that season of struggling, financial embarrassment, begging, borrowing. This is how God will turn it to. Your financial seasons are changing. In fact, this month of May, there is a release of money. Plenty money. Plenty money for you. God said I should preach a series on finance this May. Don't worry. Very soon, we'll release, I think, Miracle Service. I will announce a series for May. That's to do with Kingdom Finance. Am I communicating? Monies are coming your way. There is grace to prosper financially. You will make plenty money. Monies will come to you. You will enjoy financial favor. Plenty of it. God is changing your financial season. From a borrower, you are becoming a lender. And you are coming out of debt. From a debtor, you will start, you will become a creditor. No more financial hardship. No more financial struggles. Every form of financial pressure, God is deflating it. Deflating financial pressure, tension in your life, in your family, in your home. Am I communicating? You will have plenty. You will command abundance, overflow in your finances. Glory to God. They that sow in tears, this is how God turns it, that captivity, shall reap in joy. Next verse. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. This is a sacrificial seed. That's why David did not just say seed, not just casual seed. He said precious seed. Sacrifice is defined by the cost, not the volume. Sacrifice is defined by the preciousness of the seed. Am I communicating? Somebody that has 50,000 or 10,000, and God say, give me a sacrifice, and he will draw the 10,000 and give God, not even minding how he will survive. Compare it to somebody that has 1 billion and give God 100 million. The one that gave God 100 million, God will bless you for your giving, oh. God will multiply your season, but that's not a sacrifice. Giving God 100 million out of 1 billion is not a sacrifice. It's regular giving. But having all you have, home and abroad, is 10,000 Nigerian naira. All you have, home and abroad, if they carry you upside down, shake you, is 10,000 Nigerian naira. And you carry everything and give God. That is a sacrifice. It's a precious seed. And there are things that is how you shift by your sacrifice. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, somebody say doubtless, come again with what? Rejoice. Can you see how the season of the life has changed of the person? From captivity to what? Rejoice. Bringing his sheaves with him is talking of harvest, joyful harvest. And this is our year of supernatural. And we say there is no harvest without seed. Right? See, you see that series we preach during 14 days of glory and fire? is not only meant to be listened to in January or February. It's something you should be listening to every month of the year. Because like Pastor Mafeng was saying, is it Pastor Mafeng that or you, I don't know, spiritual things are very slippery. Who was saying that? Is you? It's true. If you don't hold on to those things and keep listening to them and laying on, insisting on them, it will slip off. Am I communicating? If I were you, you see those messages and then the series I preach on supernatural harvest that January, you sit down with them every month. You see this period of new month fasting, revisit those messages, listen to them again every month. That is how to maximize them and apply all those things. Apply them. Praise God. I say praise God. Sacrifice. It changes the seasons of our lives. It changes the seasons of our lives. The power of sacrifice. They that sow in tears, they shall reap. They that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy, right? There was a time that there was a plague. And who caused the plague? David. David was a king. He went and conducted census against God's will. God said they should not number the children of Israel because they will be like sand on the seashore. God said don't count them. David went and counted them. Judgment came. Landed on the whole land. People were just dying. Plague. Sickness was killing people everywhere. And then David was begging God, crying to God to do something. Nothing happened until people were dying. Until the prophet, that understand spiritual things, came and advised prophet Nathan. He looked at David. He said, you want this plague to stop? He said, yes. He said, give God a sacrifice. He's a spirit. Spirit beings respond to sacrifice. He gave him intelligence. Say, give him a sacrifice. It will stop. And David went and got the threshing floor of Arauna. Arauna wanted to give him for free. He said, no. He said, I will not offer to God that which cost me what? Not. You know, there are people that listen to some of our message. They get so blessed that they say, Kai, I won't just take this thing free. You know, the messages are on Telegram for free. Are we charging? No. But there are some people who say, Kai, I won't just take this thing for free. They will sow a seed. Collect the ministry account details. They will send a seed. He said, I will not offer to God that which cost me nothing. He paid for it. And then he erected an altar and put a sacrifice on it. Wow. The angel of the Lord that was judging the people, when he saw the sacrifice, the altar, the guy was arrested between the earth and the heaven. He stopped. The plague stopped. No more killing. No more killing. That's the power of sacrifice. Can you see? That season of killings and plague ended by sacrifice. By sacrifice. Have you not heard of the king of, is it Moab? That the children of Israel, Judah, king of, is king of Moab. Edom, Judah and Israel ganged up against him. And they were winning. Prophet Elisha had already, senior prophet has prophesied victory for them. And victory was happening as prophesied. The king of Moab saw that go no go as his last disc joker. He went and carried his only son, heir apparent to the throne, and sacrificed him on a wall. And pew, there was great indignation against Israel. And then there was no blood of Jesus to speak for them. It was only blood of bulls and goats. And human blood is higher in the realm of the spirit. So there was indignation against God's covenant people. They had to run back to their land. That's how powerful sacrifice is. Am I communicating? There are some things that will not end in your life except by sacrifice. I'm just giving somebody intelligence, spiritual intelligence. The power of sacrifice. Some negative evil pattern. In some marriages, people don't marry well. Either they don't marry at all, or they will have children out of wedlock, or even when they manage to marry, the marriage will not work. It will break. There are some negative pattern that you end it finally. You give it final burial. Somebody say final burial. By your sacrifice. Some family, it is poverty. Chronic poverty. Penury. And then God said, my son, you are praying to escape this poverty. He said, my son, you really want to end it? He said, yes. Are you serious? Say, bring a sacrifice. It's not because God needs your sacrifice, but it's because you need to obey a spiritual law so that he will turn around the story. It's you that needs the sacrifice, not God. Am I communicating? Praise God. I say praise God. Kasobolataya. It changes the season of our life. Another key is obedience. Okay, the last one I'll give you for today. How many keys have I given now? This is number what? Obedience. Obedience to the voice and leadings of the Holy Spirit. Obedience to the voice and leadings of what? The Holy Spirit. John 2 verse 5 is it whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. You want the seasons of your life to change? The season to change from no wine to more than enough wine? You want to put an end to the season of dryness? Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Am I communicating? And when Jesus finally spoke at the wedding at Cana of Galilee, he said, fill the water pot with water. Don't rationalize divine instruction. No matter how foolish they sound, obey. Obey. Am I communicating? Obey. Recently, the Lord was giving me some crazy instruction. He said, you want the ministry to move to the next level? I say, yes. Say, you seriously want? He said, yes. So we are carry seed. So thousand to this person. So another one. So another one. We that are looking for money. Some seed in 1, 2, 3, 5 zeros. 6-figure seed. 3 different persons. He says, so here, so here, so here. It's sacrifice, oh. Sacrifice. See, you break out of some season by sacrifice. You bust into some new season by sacrifice. Am I communicating? There is that scattereth, yet increaseth. There is that withholdeth more than it is meet. It turns to poverty. Am I communicating? It's not because those men of God need my money or our money. No, 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 no. They don't need it. It's we that need what is on them to come on us, for us to change levels. Are you getting this? Because God's method are men. You need to sow into those graces and anointing. Praise God. Fill the water pot with water, and fill them to the brim. And then he say, fetch it and go and give the governor of the feast. And along the road of obedience, water turned into wine. This is how the seasons of our life change. In Luke chapter 5, give me from verse 1. Peter, the professional fisherman. Jesus used his boat for crusade. Used it to preach to people. Peter had toiled all night, applied all the skills, all the professional skills as a fisherman. And what did he catch? That's why I say education is good, skill acquisition is good, but there are times that they fail. So even that your skill, you need to galvanize it with the anointing. Bishop Oyedepo say he had met a professor of medicine and surgery that was unemployed in US. No work. A professor of what? Not just professor of medicine, not just professor of surgery, it's both. Professor of both medicine and surgery, unemployed in US. He came to him for prayer. Are you getting me? Hey, your certificate is just paleo, is what is on it that counts. It is the oil on it that counts. So am I communicating? Do you understand? Understand this thing I'm teaching before you go for interview. Praise God. It came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, verse 2, and he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of the ship and were washing their net. In other words, they are done for the day. They don't close shop. Why are they washing their net? Because they have finished work. They tried, no way. Peter said, we toil all night, we caught nothing. What are we waiting for? Let's go home. No result. Lack of result. That season of lack of result. That season of dryness. Let's see how the thing changed. Next verse. And he entered into one of the ship, which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Verse 4. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out. Somebody say divine instructions. See, obedience to divine instructions is what changes the season of your life. Stop looking for scriptures to quote. Start looking for instructions to obey. There are many of you, God have told you things, so you have refused to obey. You are still there rationalizing with your head, and you are delaying the change of the seasons of your life. You say you are waiting on God. God is waiting on you to obey the last instructions he gave you, for you to move to the next season. Am I communicating? Now you they do yourself, oh. Yoruba say, does Yoruba put it? Now you they do yourself. How do you put it? How do they say it? Your decision to obey those instructions God gave you last, it determines whether you will enter the next season or you will remain where you are. Praise God. I say praise God. You know, God told the children of Israel, the day you decide to come out of Egypt, that will be the beginning of the month for you. So, in other words, beginning of the year. So, your new year depends on your decision to obey instruction. So, if they choose to stay there for the next 5 years, they are the one delaying their what? New season. Obedience. What have God told you? What has the Holy Spirit put in your heart? Some of you are the one delaying your next level of income and finance because you've not taken step. He told you, start that thing, start that business, make this phone call, meet this person. You are delaying. You are dragging your feet like this. When you should be taking action. Receive grace to take actions. I say receive that impetus, that boldness, that courage to take actions in obedience to the voice and leading of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Am I communicating? Launch out thy net into the deep, let down your net for a drought. Next verse. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night, and we fishermen know the best time to fish is at night. So they did all night, they caught nothing. This is now in the morning. And I've taken nothing. In other words, no result. Nevertheless, at thy word, faith is proved by your obedience to the word of God. Obedience to instructions. Am I communicating? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And look at what happened. Verse 6. When he had this done. Can you see that? When he had this done. Can you see how the season of lack of result, dryness, changed dramatically to what? More than enough, net breaking, boat sinking, crowd pulling, miraculous catch of fish, just by obedience to divine instruction. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Verse 7. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships. Can you imagine? Somebody say overflow. Somebody say abundance. So that they began to sink. Obedience. Obedience. Stop delaying the next season of your life by choosing to obey God. Do what He told you to do. Am I communicating? Praise God. I say praise God. Hey, I remember that time that we were in College of Accountancy. How many of you remember that time? The Lord kept telling me, He said, move, oh, it's time to move. Go and get a new place. I say, God, where will we get a new place now? Venue is hard to get. We even set up a committee. They were telling us stories. They were showing me some very funny venue. Uncompleted building, different. I said, what is this? The Holy Spirit said, you are the one delaying the next season of this ministry. He said, when you go to that new place, you will enter a new season. But you choose to stay here, you will remain at this season. Am I communicating? Obedience. 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 Then finally, miraculously, I think it was, where is Minister Shola? Matthew, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Eh? He went to do something? Good. He was the one that just showed me this venue one time. He said, what of the... As I saw it, chai! The thing just... The reaction in my spirit, I said, this is the place now. This is the place we've been waiting for. What are you waiting for? I told Pastor Nenku, go and talk to the woman. This is the place. I knew. You know, when you know what you want, you will know when you see it. You know, there are people that don't even know what they want. Even as they are praying, if Jesus appears, okay, what do you want me to do for you? You'll say, you know. You understand? You have to be specific. So that when God answers the prayer, you will know. And then give Him the glory. So I told Pastor Nenku, go and talk to the woman. Oh. In fact, we have gotten that place. Eh? And I've not even gone to see the place, but I was very sure. I knew in my spirit. I said, that's the place. Praise God. And then we are here. And there was even favor on top of itself. He was telling me that when they were discussing price with the woman was asking, how much were we paying where we were before? He told her, but the Holy Ghost caused her to hear something different. And then the price was ridiculously lower than, hear this Holy Ghost. Oh. How much were we paying monthly there? He told her. She heard something else. Somebody say the hand of the Lord. Obedience, take that step. Step into the water. I've taught you how Jordan parted. How did he part? They enter inside, oh, the feet of the priest carrying the ark was inside. God did not, they did not stay outside and then God parted it for them. They entered inside first, then the thing parted. Actions of faith in obedience, it provokes the supernatural. Some of you, you are waiting for capital, capital, capital. You go waste. Am I communicating? Take action, step of faith. Capital will meet you on the road. I say capital will come when you start taking steps in obedience. Stop waiting to see the money first with your eyes. Is it me? If I don't see kuru kuru, you are like Thomas. Praise God. I say praise God. God says start that business, start this thing. It's the word of the Lord. That's the real capital. Take a leap. Faith is a leap on the realm of God. Leap on that word. Be like Esther. If I perish, I perish. Leap on it. Am I communicating? Obedience. Pastor E.A. Adeboye said, you know, he was a professor. He had PhD, right? First class PhD. First class in mathematics. And then he did PhD in, is it hydrodynamics? Something like that. Hydrodynamics. And then God then said he should go into full-time ministry. God called him. Pakinda Yomi, founder of Redeem, handed over Redeem to him. He said they were going through a season in their life. Things were very challenging. Him and his wife, no money. You know, things were tough. And look at him with all his certificates, that if he was working, he would make money. He said he was in redemption camp that time. That it's not now that the place is now like a city. That time that the thing is like a forest, like one bush. Say he was lying on the bench one day, and then idea, thought was coming to his mind. He said, what if he looks for one teaching job, go back to his teaching job? He said, no, he will still do ministry. Oh. He said, God, I'm answering the call. Oh. I will still do ministry. Just to increase ministry income. Just do one or two work. See, this is beautiful certificate. Chai! Then he then realized that what? I was slipping into unbelief. He said, don't you trust God? So you mean God cannot help you? God cannot provide for you? He said he caught himself back. He said, no way. No way. See, I've already crossed the Rubicon. I'm not going back. Consecration. Say, I believe God, God will provide, no matter anyhow. Say, he's not going back to teaching. He's not going back to it. God did not tell him to do that. He then, you know, his own is very rugged, don't do it too. He went and packed all his certificate and burnt it, so that his mind will not be going back to it. Is a radical one, ba? I say, don't do it, oh. Voila, he packed down to WAEC result. Gather everything. He said, God, the day I think about, if I set it on fire, he said, no going back. Forward ever. One way. Look at where he is today. Some of you, you are not making progress because your is one leg in, one leg out. Say, okay, if I try this, if it no work, I'll come back. People like that, they don't usually go far. Why don't you be fully dedicated to it? Put your heart fully in it. Stop doing one leg in, one leg out. Am I communicating? Even when you pray as if you have other options. Child, let me ask you a question. If you know that prayer is your only option, will you be praying casually the way you are praying? The way some Christians pray casually and half-heartedly, it shows that to them prayer is not the only option they have concerning that issue they are praying about. Maybe they have other issues. If I pray small, if God no answer, I'll call that uncle, I'll meet this my friend. Is it that? That's the problem. That's the problem. But if you know that, look, I don't have any connection, I don't have anybody to help me, I don't have any other option. If God does not do it, I am sunk. When prayer is your only option, you will really pray. That's the truth. And then you will see the hand of God. You will see the wonders of God. So how do you change the season of your life? Number one, key. Number two. Okay, let's start again. Number one, with fasting. Number two, the light of what? Revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Number three, faith, the partnership of faith. Number four, the power of prophecy. Number five, giving and sacrifice of your substance. Yes, sowing. Number what? Six is what? Obedience. Obedience. Obedience.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong-King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.